Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, and welcome back to our podcast where we're studying the book of Romans together. We're in these challenging chapters in Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, where Paul's talking about Israel. Now, in the previous episode, we ended there on Paul's statement about God preparing vessels of mercy by calling not only people from among the Jews, but also from among the Gentiles. And in regards to the Gentiles, Paul is continuing to navigate his discussion into a very specific understanding of God dealing with Israel and God choosing to bless the nations, and who ultimately is going to be referred to in Paul's discussion as Israel, because Paul's going to make some very important statements about Israel. So far, he's just tracked the historical lineage of the actual nation of Israel. But again, he's focusing his discussion. He's narrowing the understanding of who it is in Paul's understanding at that point in time as Israel. Now, he mentions the Gentiles, and in verse 25, he says that God says in Hosea, "I will call those who were not my people, my people, and her who was not beloved, beloved. And it shall be that in the place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they shall be called sons of the living God." God is going to call a people that are not his people. He's going to call people from the Gentile nations. He was prophesying it over almost 1,000 years before the writing of the book of Romans, before the gospel, before Jesus came. The prophets to Israel were saying, yes, you are God's people. You do have the adoption as sons. God has taken you up in his mercy and formed you into a nation, but be aware that he's also going to call people that are outside of your nation, people that are of the other nations of the earth. God is going to call them. And then he quotes Isaiah in verse 27. Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, "Though the number of the sons of Israel be like the sand of the sea, it is a remnant that will be saved." Now that is a very important verse. Star it, underline it, because it is going to define what Paul is saying. I've said it over and over in these last 4 or 5 episodes. Paul is narrowing. He is moving down. It's like he's walking down a corridor and it's becoming narrower and narrower. And things are having to fall off of this term Israel. Israel is becoming something very small. And here it is referred to as a remnant. And it is the remnant of Israel that will be saved. Verse 28, "For the Lord will execute his word on the earth thoroughly and quickly." And just as Isaiah foretold, I mentioned this verse in a previous episode. Let's read it here. "Unless the Lord of Sabbath had left to us a posterity is a remnant, something to be preserved for another time." So he's saying, unless God had been faithful to leave us a remnant, we would have become like Sodom and Gomorrah. We would have resembled them. Well, what were Sodom and Gomorrah like? They were completely and absolutely destroyed. There was no one left. So he says, unless God had preserved the remnant. Then he says, "What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained it, even the righteousness that is by faith." So he's saying, look, here's what happened. Just as Hosea prophesied, God called the Gentiles. So when did God fulfill this prophecy in Hosea that he was going to call a people outside of the people of Israel? It happened in the book of Acts. It happened when Peter went to the household of Cornelius. We don't know specifically, it's not in the Bible, of how long after Pentecost Peter went to Cornelius' household. It was probably up to 10 years later. So let's think about this historical picture, that what actually happened is that what happened when the gospel was preached, when Jesus was resurrected and ascended into heaven, he pours out his Spirit at Pentecost, the church is birthed, and the apostles start preaching the good news of the finished work of Jesus, the salvation of mankind. Yes, Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God as a representation of the power of God through his life and through his ministry in order primarily to prove to the Jews that the Messiah was among them. That's why he did what he did, in order to bring about the kingdom. But just the expression of the kingdom at that point in history does not contain the fulfillment of the promise of salvation, the fulfillment of the righteousness of God being revealed so that men can come into a relationship with God. This is very important to understand. So the gospel comes about in the preaching of the apostles after Pentecost, and that gospel was preached and received exclusively by the Jews, only by the Jews, no one else. So then, up to 10 years into this campaign, so to speak, of the church growing among the Judean people, the Jewish people of the first century, then God sends Peter to the Gentiles. And he says there that the Gentiles pursued the righteousness based on faith. But he says in verse 31, Israel was still pursuing a law of righteousness, and they did not arrive at that law. What is he saying? He's already shown back in Romans that if you're going to pursue righteousness based on the performance of the law, then you have to do it perfectly. And he says Israel did not arrive to righteousness based on that law because it is impossible. So he says, why? Because it had to be pursued by faith, but as it were, not by works. So he's saying Israel missed it. Who, Israel? Well, those people who were left as direct descendants of the two tribes of the southern tribes of Judah and Benjamin. I believe this is what Paul's saying. He's saying that's the Israel that still existed in those early days of the New Testament. He's not talking about ancient Israel back some thousand years before. He's talking about Israel in his time, in his day. He says that they missed the gospel because they did not receive by faith the message that was preached, but they pursued it still on the basis of works. And he says there at the end of verse 32, they stumbled over the stumbling stone, just as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. So Paul's saying that when God opened up this gospel, that the good news of God had come, that the work of Christ was complete, and the declaration of the forgiveness of sins that God had promised long ago through the prophets, that was the primary characteristic of the Messiah of Israel, is that he would forgive their sins. And this happened, and the preaching of the gospel took place, and many Jews believed, but those of Israel did not. They continued to pursue the righteousness based on the law. They did not receive the message by faith. And as a result, they stumbled. They stumbled over the very person that brought them the promise that God had been given them for thousands of years. It's a tragic story, but it's an important story because Paul is putting all these things in the proper perspective. And this is what we're on the journey of discovering in these chapters in Romans. So just continue to reflect on what Paul's saying in these verses. Now we're going to go into chapter 10 in the next episode, and we're going to continue along this discussion with Paul. And I believe that it's going to encourage us and open up a good, healthy, proper understanding of God's purpose and what he's done, not only through the nation of Israel, but for all the nations of the world. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.